CJLO 1690 AM, there's some spectral wound for you with a coin upon the tongue off of their record from this year. I didn't play that enough. I apologize to them. I'm doing a lot of apologies today, and, like, I feel only somewhat good about doing them. You know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't need to make the apology. I should just be better at doing it. But you know what? Sometimes that's how it goes. We must make apologies sometimes for things, regardless of if we are very in the wrong or only a little in the wrong. And you know what? That's fine. It happens. It happens, and that is how it is. Before that, you heard some hip-hop mixed with metal. Body Count has a new record out. That was a track called World War. I don't know why I couldn't say that right. But Body Count really, really easing us, like making our lives much more calm with a reminder about the world in general and how peaceful it is and how we can all just enjoy it and not be terrified every single minute of the day. So I'm glad that's on their mind, how peaceful it is, and they've reminded us. Before that was some Cray Wolf with Liar off of Rogue Appeal. I'm pretty sure that's right. Rogue Legacy. My mistake. Rogue Legacy is the name of that EP. I just remembered that. I didn't even look it up. Before that, some Bonnie Trash with Red Right Hand, a cover of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Starting it all off with some Crippled Black Phoenix with Blizzard of Horned Cats, which I still find as a humorous thought to have. I'm thinking about it right now, in case you can't tell. I really don't know how to end off the show. I'll let you know that right now. I've played Bonnie Trash, who came in to do a session. I'm going to be playing that probably in the coming weeks. Actually, I'm not sure when I'm going to play that. Because let me give you... I know you're dying to know what I have planned here for the last part of the year. Because now, as many of you know who have been listening to this show for a long time, I have a pattern that I follow here at the end of the show. Normally, at this point, I have a ska show with my friend Brian. It's best of the year for ska. I know you're actually anticipating that, as I am. That will probably be happening, I'm guessing, on the 15th. That seems to be when I think it's going to happen. I hope I get to record it this week, actually, because that would give me enough time to do all the things I need to do with it. Next week, I have an interview with Garria that I'm going to be doing. I know I said it wrong. Please do not at me for this, which you can at me, though, on Blue Sky. This show, Great A Explosives, on there. Just look it up, Great A Explosives. It's the only thing on there like that. You'll find it. So go on there and hassle me about that, or don't, whatever you prefer. But that interview will be coming up next week. Week after that, Scala Day special. Week after that, the Christmas special, which is me correctly pointing out that bands should just not release the type of records that they do during December because no one ever hears them. Except for me. I'm the only person. So they should be thanking me profusely for what I'm doing. Metal Marsh is coming up, so get ready to do some contributions to the station. That's all I'm saying. Bands that I play during that. And then finally, of course, the 29th will be the best of the year. Best songs of the year, specifically. If you want the best albums of the year, you're going to have to go to the website, cjlo.com, where there will be an article featuring my picks, as well as many DJs here at the station. We put them all up. And we're not putting it up before December, like, you know, for some reason, Earshot already has their best of the year up. And one of the records was the new Kendrick Lamar record, which, look, it can be a great record, but it came out literally 1 week before you put out the record or the list. How does it withstand the year? That's not the way it should work. Anyway, the point is, stay tuned for that. If you missed any of this show and you want to hear it, cjlo.com, Great A Explosives. Look for it on the schedule. You can listen to this show. I'll be putting it up soon. And let's end off with a band that I might be having an interview with. coming up here in the near future. That is a band called Chuzo from here in Montreal. I'm probably saying that wrong too. There's an umlaut over the U, and I never really know where that's going. They have an album called Maximum Threshold, Minimum Decay. Actually, it's an EP, technically. I played Brand New Cell off of here before, so let's play Brutalator. Sounds good? Great. And stay tuned for an interview next week, and I will catch you then. CJLO 1690 AM. This is Grade A Explosives. Thank you for tuning in, and enjoy your week, everyone. Stay safe out there.